Mr. Lang, let me get this straight. You break your foot, and 4 weeks later, you're playing against the number one scoring defense in the NFL and beating them 38-10. What's the deal?
I think probably like a lot of guys in this locker room, we had this date circled on the schedule for a long time now. I knew it was going to be a big challenge. I think, when I got hurt in Tennessee, hearing the original diagnosis, 6 to 8 weeks, there's no way in hell it was going to last that long. So, especially with, best team in the NFL, one of the best teams in the NFL coming into our house. Just the rivalry we've had the last couple of years. It's a game I didn't want to miss. So, definitely a good thing is I came out pretty healthy. I didn't do any further damage to my foot, which is very positive. So, but it's been really itching pretty bad the last couple of weeks, having to sit and watch. Feel like part of me was letting the team down, letting the guys down. So I just did everything, in my power to get out to practice this week. I think Thursday, ultimately, going through the padded practice gave me the confidence I needed to, reassure myself that I'm ready to play. And, did an awesome job with the trainers the last month. Doctor, coaches, doing extra work, everything I possibly can to speed up the recovery. And, obviously, it's awesome to be back on the field.
Now, Seattle, they got some folks up front, and I think they got three individual rushers up front that can get home, can win one-on-one. Aaron Rodgers has all day, and he has a quarterback rating of 150-plus against the dreaded Seattle Seahawks. That's got to be a heck of a job for you guys up front.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be a huge challenge. You look at the different packages that they put on the field, especially third downs. A lot of very relentless pass rushers. Yeah, that's, I think, obviously turning the film on last week, that was the thing that really stood out to us. So we knew it was going to be a big challenge. I think we talked about all week the best thing we could do is go out and get off to a fast start so we can get a lead and make them play from behind where they can't just tee off and rush the passer. They've got to respect the run. Obviously, I think that was probably the biggest key for us protection-wise, making sure that built a good lead, didn't allow them to kind of sub. Had great tempo today in our no huddle. Looked over at the sidelines, see guys trying to get on the field, but we just kept going fast, not allowing them to sub. So getting the lead was, I think, probably the biggest key for us, being able to kind of get in a rhythm there, running the ball and protecting.
Green Bay Packers made a statement tonight, as did T.J. Lang. Hats off to you coming back like you did.
I appreciate it, Larry. Thank you.
How about the one other thing? How about the chippy stuff? That's just a Seahawk deal, and you've never really minded that kind of extracurricular stuff.
No.
But is that just a Seahawk deal?
Yeah, they're a very intense team. They fly to the ball. They take a tremendous amount of pride of kind of rallying and tackling and hitting guys. Very physical team. We knew that all week. We were going to have to kind of outplay them at their own game, making sure we were covering downfield, shoving guys away from the pile, not letting them kind of get in and hit the running backs, hit the receivers, go for strip attempts. They're a chippy team. They play to the edge of the whistle, and I wouldn't say they're a dirty team by any means. Not a lot of cheap shots, but they definitely try to intimidate you, and we knew that we had to withstand it, kind of give it back to them, obviously not take any penalties, which we did a great job of.
Kind of fun too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fun game. it's obviously fun winning 38-10 at home, but I've never been a guy that shied away from any extracurricular. So watched a lot of hockey growing up, still do. I think definitely get excited when the scrums start happening and guys start getting a little chippy. I take it just part of my blood, making sure I'm protecting myself, protecting my teammates. I think they probably appreciate that. So just part of the way I play.